Morning, everyone. Thought I'd give you an update this morning. We're in the middle of a few interesting projects, none of which are done. Even the update's interesting enough, I think. One of them is for a conference in Zurich, Switzerland, in last weekend in May. It's the World Saiva Council is holding the conference, they invited us to their conference in Sydney, Australia, which happened right after the Inner Search. It was good timing. So we were able to come. But this year they invited us on the exact same weekend that there's our seminar in Northern California, which we'd already committed to. So we couldn't make a commitment to go in person to Zurich, though we'd like to. So we asked if they could accept a recorded presentation, and they said fine, because they wanted us to give the opening speech. So we've been working on a recorded presentation, and we've perfected our technology finally last year. We did the one for the World Religion event we went to in Montreal, that World Religions after September 11th, we gave a presentation on religion and the media. So when we came home, we perfected how to record it as a video DVD. So we did that, and then we sent it out to a couple hundred temples as a gift. So what we can do is take the Apple PowerPoint, which is called Keynote, give it in real time. And so on the video, what's on the screen goes on as well as what I say. So it combines the two together in real time. And then it can be played on any DVD player. And it can be duplicated in any format. So we can duplicate it in US format or in European format. So we have the technology in place. So we're planning to do that for this conference. The theme is Saivism, Unity, and Diversity. Sound familiar? Heard that somewhere before from Gurudeva, Unity and Diversity. And they're right on, you know, Gurudeva's thoughts and a number of points. And, you know, they want unity as a one that is solidarity and not a sameness. And they're very aware of the problems and limitations if Hindus try and unite or Saivites try and unite based upon sameness. Really doesn't work very well. So this is the presentation is written, and then we sent the written material to Kulapati Kupiswami in Malaysia. He's one of our key translators to Tamil, because they want it in English and Tamil. So how in the world are we going to do a keynote in English and Tamil? Small challenge to fit in our busy schedule. So we came up with a simple way, which is we took the text, which is about 15 minutes in English as a recorded keynote, broke it into 8 sections. And so each of the 8 sections will stand alone as a Tamil section. So what we're going to do is you go along through the English, and then you hit a slide that says Tamil summary. Says this in Tamil, and then you listen to 1/8 of it approximately each time. So we're hoping to get our translation back. We have a good Tamil speaker coming. Siva Yogapati is coming through in March from Toronto, staunch Yogaswami devotee, and is very good in reading and speaking Tamil in this kind of presentation. So we have it ready for him. He'll record 8 segments. And then when we assemble it, we'll put those in those 8 slots. And then have the whole thing as a video DVD, which we need to make available to all of you to be able to see as well. Or if you want a copy, we can also just give you a copy. So it'll be very interesting. It's talking about unity in 3 contexts within the denominations of Hinduism and Hinduism. A unity between Hindus and other religions, and a unity within Saivism. So it's talking about unity and diversity in 3 different contexts, trying to make it quite clear our thoughts on the matter, which of course all based on Gurudeva's talks on Hindu solidarity. We have a lot of good material there. So that's one of our projects. It's pretty far along in translation stage right now. The other project, which we just started this last week, is based upon our new book, What is Hinduism? And we're creating at least 3, maybe more, half-day seminars with keynote presentation for What is Hinduism? So we're calling it Session 1, Session 2, Session 3. So, for example, you'd have a gathering that assembles at 8:30 and has little arati and different things. Starts at 9 to 10:30, takes a half an hour break, and then goes from 11 to 12 and stops. So like a morning program, which is 2.5 hours of actual presentation time. And so there's be 5 half-hour slots in that. So 5 topics would be developed right from the book, What is Hinduism? So we're working on the first session, and we'll be using it. Hopefully we can have it ready for Palani Swami's trip to Mauritius, which is in mid-April. That would be ideal because he has a seminar there for all the students as part of his visit. And then we're going to Malaysia and Singapore the first weekend in July. So we have a half-day seminar scheduled in each of those places. It already has a poster up, What is Hinduism? And all the topics. So developing 5 topics in the first one, trying to choose a variety of material so that it goes from being very high-minded, mystical, down to speak that which is true, kind, helpful, and necessary. You know, the whole gamut of teachings, something yogic and something for meditation, something devotional-oriented, which explains puja and so forth. So the 5 topics we chose for the first session was Hinduism, the greatest religion in the world. That's our first topic. You know, get Gurudeva's message out there, help Hindus be proud of being a Hindu. We have 10 questions. The first 5 of them will fit in a half an hour segment. We have worship. So we're doing 2 subjects. One is the home shrine and the other is the Ganesha Puja, explaining the ideas behind the Ganesha Puja and trying to encourage everyone who's not doing puja to do the Ganesha Puja, even to teach their kids the Ganesha Puja. It's a real basic practice that's quite helpful. We have yamas and niyamas. First 3 yamas and first 3 niyamas give some variety. then we have the chakras. So those are our 5 topics. We're in the middle of assembling that now. And again, we'll let you take a look at that. And last but not least, we're working on Shum. We're working on specifically the 12 Mamsani. For any of you who don't know what Mamsani is, it's the simple Shum maps, is what Gurudeva calls them, that are on the pillars of Iravan. There's 12 of them out there. So you go go around, you'll see them. So these are the these 12 months on, you've been around for a long time, and they contain lots of the core concepts of Shum. So we're updating the descriptions of them and providing some introductory material and updating all the definitions according to the new spellings of words and expanded definitions in many cases from the original. So we're assembling all of that, and again, you can all have a copy. So it's this is for multiple use and also for permanent use. Permanent use is those who are doing monthly Shum meditations can use it as part of that as a resource. Also for pilgrims, we're wanting to provide more material for pilgrims so they can go out and look at the pillar and come back and watch the DVD and practice that particular meditation. So it gives them 12 different meditations that can be done as part of their pilgrimage experience, plus a lot of introductory material. So those are permanent usages. Scheduled uses are, we're going to use part of the material on the weekend seminar in Northern California at the end of May. And then we're going to go through all 12 months on the Inner Search, the January 2008 Inner Search. My classes will go through all 12 months as well as other meditation materials, so focused on meditation. So we'll get all of these great teachings of Gurudeva back into circulation, shall we say. They've been kind of over here on the side, and the whole emphasis has been on the Master Course Trilogy, so we want to add this into our current resources so that this wonderful Shum material will also be available. So there's a wonderful description. I should copy it down sometimes so I have it when I need it. But it's describing Shum, and it Gurudeva is usually very understated and describing his teachings, but this kind of says it more like it is. In terms of Shum, it says, you know, as far as he knows, this is the only system whereby you can sit with a group in meditation and guide the entire group through these different states of mind so that they're all in the same states of mind at the same time, which is the idea of those, you know, when you practice Shum meditation among a group who's familiar with it, you achieve that. And otherwise, well, you know, when you meditate, everyone's going off in a different direction, you know, totally uncoordinated based on their idea of meditation. Okay, I'm meditating. You know, usually you're thinking about the rest of the day or maybe the rest of the week. You know, that's the usual subject of meditation, which includes, you know, what's for breakfast and other important facts of life somehow sneak in. So, you know, usually meditations aren't that profound, but this system of meditation, Gurudeva describes it, says it's unique and very effective in this area of actually guiding individuals into inner states of consciousness. So that gives you an idea of some of the things we're working on. We'll keep working on them, and when each is finished, we'll share it with you again.